Support for this podcast comes from San Francisco International Airport. Some want it all. SFO wants zero. Zero landfill waste, net carbon, and net energy by 2030. Learn more about the triple zero goal at flysfo.com. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
From KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Saul Gonzalez in Los Angeles. There has been another deadly mass shooting in the state, this time in the coastal Bay Area community of Half Moon Bay, about 30 miles south of San Francisco. Seven people were killed and one injured yesterday in a pair of shootings at agricultural centers in the city. The San Mateo County Sheriff's Department says the suspect, 67-year-old Chun-Li Zhao, was soon taken into custody when he parked his vehicle at a Sheriff's Department substation. Law enforcement officials say Zhao was a worker at one of the facilities attacked. His motive is unknown at this time. A semi-automatic handgun was confiscated from the suspect's vehicle. KQED's Guy Marzorati is in Half Moon Bay and has this report from a reunification center set up for the family members of victims.
Inside the center, family members sat in circles awaiting aid, information, and interpreters. Christina Corpus is San Mateo County Sheriff.
And we're offering them hotel rooms so they can sleep with their kids and offering mental health services. We have the Red Cross here as well.
For hours, Coastside residents showed up with food, water, and coffee. Qinghai Zhao and his wife came from just up the coast in El Granada and brought a stack of blankets.
My primary reaction is Half Moon Bay is a very peaceful place. And also you heard such kind of tragedy happened in many places, but you can't believe that it actually is happened in Half Moon Bay. Just disbelief.
Zhao says he read on Nextdoor about the victims gathered here and knew immediately he had to come help. For the California Report, I'm Guy Marzorati in Half Moon Bay.
Although the victims of this latest mass shooting have not been identified, they're believed to be members of Half Moon Bay's farming community. Here's Joaquin Jimenez, vice mayor of Half Moon Bay, speaking at a news conference last night.
After being affected by the floods, as you know, at the beginning of the year, the farmer community was affected. Now this, we are offering our support.
Law enforcement officials say some workers lived at one of the targeted facilities and children may have witnessed the shooting. Half Moon Bay has long had agricultural roots. The city of about 12,000 people is known for producing flowers as well as vegetables like Brussels sprouts. Governor Gavin Newsom tweeted that he was at a hospital meeting with victims of the shooting in Monterey Park when he was pulled away and told about the shooting in Half Moon Bay. Tragedy after tragedy, Newsom tweeted. Meanwhile, the investigation continues into Saturday evening's mass shooting in the Los Angeles County community of Monterey Park, which claimed the lives of 11 people, all shot in a dance studio. Although nothing is definitive, law enforcement and community members say the suspect in that incident, 72-year-old Hu Khan Tran, may have been motivated by jealousy and personal vendettas. Authorities also say he might have had emotional problems that got worse in recent weeks. Tran died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound on Sunday as police approached his vehicle in the city of Torrance. A search of the suspect's home in the Riverside County community of Hemet turned up a rifle, hundreds of rounds of ammunition, and items that might have been used to make firearm suppressors. Last night, over 200 people gathered in Monterey Park for a candlelight vigil to honor the victims of the mass shooting at the Star Dance Studio. KCRW's Megan Jamerson reports.
Local religious leaders and community members spoke and offered prayers as they grieved the 11 people killed and 9 more wounded by a gunman on Saturday. Nearby, a pile of flowers and votive candles grew with the quiet crowd. Tiffany Ove, a 42-year-old Monterey Park resident, came out to participate.
I felt that I needed to be here, you know, tonight to show them that we are together, we are a community, we are stronger together, and this should not be happening in our home, in our community.
Authorities have been notifying families of victims, all of whom were over 50 years old, and police are still investigating a motive for the incident. For the California Report, I'm Megan Jamerson in Monterey Park.
And we're learning more about the victims of Saturday's massacre in Monterey Park. KPCC's Josie Huang has more.
Officials have identified four of the 11 who died. Zhou Jianyu was 57, Li Lan Li was 63, Valentino Alvaro was 68, Mi Nan was 65. Nan's family issued a statement accompanied by an image of her smiling and wearing her hair in tight waves and a sequined turquoise dress. Nan went to the dance studio for many years, her family said. Quote, unfairly, Saturday was her last dance.
That was KPCC reporter Josie Huang. Yesterday in Sacramento, Asian American legislators gathered at the state capitol to call for stricter gun laws and to honor the victims of the mass shooting in Monterey Park. Cap Radio's race and equity reporter Sarah Mises-Tan has more.
All of the victims of the weekend's crime were over the age of 50, a demographic that's been found to be bearing the brunt of anti-Asian attacks since the pandemic began. Manjusha Kulkarni is the co-founder of Stop AAPI Hate, a nonprofit that's been chronicling hate crimes against the Asian American community. While she says this specific incident is not being categorized as a hate crime, her organization has found that anti-Asian attacks tend to be against older Asian Americans, particularly women.
The report we did with AARP shows that 98% of our seniors say that the U.S. has become a more physically dangerous place for them.
Assemblymember Evan Lowe, the chairman of the Asian and Pacific Islander Legislative Caucus, says the event has shocked Asian American communities across California. It feels even worse, he says, because it happened during Lunar New Year, a traditionally celebratory time.
And that the Asian Pacific Islander community is not immune from firearm violence, senseless firearm violence, and the additional hardship that this takes and the tone is that culturally for a Lunar New Year, on this day, members of the community do not talk about bad things.
The caucus say they'll be introducing resolutions to impact gun safety laws in California and to look at ghost guns in particular, though no specific legislation was mentioned. For the California Report, I'm Sarah Mises-Tan in Sacramento.
And that is the California Report for Tuesday, January 24th. We're a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Saul Gonzalez. Thanks so much for listening, and have a good day.
Support for the California Report comes from the James Irvine Foundation, committed to a California where all low-income workers have the power to advance economically. Learn more at irvine.org. Guideline. Their automated 401k plans can be set up in 20 minutes. More at guideline.com/CA. Guideline, the California way to 401k. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose philanthropy includes Schmidt Futures, which bets early on exceptional people making the world better, on the web at schmidtfutures.com.
Do you love your local bookstore? Well, I have the perfect event for you. This Saturday, April 27th, is Independent Bookstore Day. It's a day to celebrate your favorite local bookstore. I'm Olivia Allen Price, host of the Bay Curious podcast here at KQED, and I'm popping in to let you know that we will be hosting an event at Green Apple Books in San Francisco for the occasion. Come out for an author Q&A about the Bay Curious book. We'll be playing some Bay Area-themed trivia. There will be prizes and so much more. And the best part, tickets are donation-based, and all proceeds go to the Prisoners Literature Project. Learn more at kqed.org/live. I hope to see you there.
Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.